Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Susan G. Komen is the only organization that addresses breast cancer on multiple fronts, such as research, community health, global outreach, and public policy initiatives, in order to make the biggest impact against this disease. The 2024 Komen Inland Empire More Than Pink Walk takes place 2 weeks from today on Sunday, October 13th at Town Square Park in Murrieta. Here to tell us more is Jill Eaton, Executive Director of Inland Empire Susan G. Komen, and Jennifer Lozano, Director of Development for Inland Empire Susan G. Komen. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us here today. We're excited to be here with you.
Ladies, start by telling us about Susan G. Komen and how she started this nonprofit.
So Susan G. Komen was started by Nancy Brinker. It was a promise made between two sisters. So Susan G. Komen is no longer with us, but that is a real person. That was Nancy Brinker's sister, and our organization is named after her. She died at the young age of 36 of metastatic breast cancer. And Nancy Brinker made a promise to her sister that she would one day find a cure for breast cancer and do everything in her power to end breast cancer and this horrible disease. So our organization was founded upon a promise made by two sisters.
You have the More Than Pink Walk coming up in 2 weeks. What does this event raise money for, and how do we get involved?
Our Susan G. Komen Inland Empire More Than Pink Walk takes place on Sunday, October the 13th at Town Square Park Amphitheater in Murrieta. We're super excited to have everyone there. We're expecting over 4,000 people to be in attendance this year. Lots of sponsors, including K-Frog. And you are going to be our MC, so we're super excited about that. We are going to have an area called Partnership Row where people can come out and enjoy an opportunity to meet all of our sponsors and take pictures. There's lots of photo booths that's going to be available and lots of fun. But if you are a survivor or someone living with metastatic breast cancer, we want to recognize you that day. The community comes together to support you. And so we have an area called Hope Village that is only for those that are facing breast cancer or breast cancer patients and a loved one that they can bring in. But they must be registered to go ahead and enter Hope Village. And Hope Village is an area where all of the survivors and metastatic breast cancer patients get to gather. There's a special refreshments there. They have a goodie bag that they'll be receiving, and it's all about them and all survivors and those living with metastatic breast cancer. There is no cost to register, and they all receive a special pink t-shirt. And that's also one other thing that I'd like to share is that there is no cost for anyone to participate at the Susan G. Komen Inland Empire More Than Pink Walk. However, what we do want you to do is to fundraise. So everybody that raises $100 or more will receive a special Susan G. Komen official walk t-shirt, and everybody that raises $1,000 or more can enter into the VIP area, which is going to be just a whole lot of fun. Starbucks is going to be in there. They're going to have a special pinkity drinkity drink serving. We're also looking at having mocktails served, so it's going to be a whole lot of fun. You're going to want to enter into that area. Another very special area happens to be Team Village, which is sponsored by Pechanga, and we are super excited about them coming on board as our sponsor for Team Village. They've been a partner with us since, I would say at least 2000. raising more than $800,000 for Susan G. Komen and those facing breast cancer. And Team Village is an area where teams that raise $2,500 or more get together. So it's like a tailgating area. It's the party zone for the walk. It's exclusive, so you have to have a wristband to go ahead and enter. But it is a lot of fun, and you'll see the biggest teams, the top teams, will be in that particular area, and they're just having a great time.
How long is the walk?
The walk is 2 miles long. Komen moved away from a long walk. We wanted to make sure that everyone can go ahead and do this particular walk. It's on flat surface. We wanted to make sure all breast cancer patients and their loved ones would be able to join us.
And then tell us about some of the other activities that are involved in this walk.
Awesome. So we are going to also have our mission area, which is where you'll get to learn about Komen, learn about what we do with our 360-degree approach, which is research, community care, and action. We have two major sponsors of that area, which happens to be the Community Pillar Partner, which happens to be Abbott. And then our Care Pillar Partner is IEHP, which is going to be awesome. So you'll get to go ahead and to see how metastatic breast cancer, what does that mean? How does it spread? But really making people aware of what metastatic breast cancer is. But you'll also get to learn about our advocacy efforts and our action pillar. And that's going to be a great area for people to go ahead and enjoy. And then in community, you'll be able to learn about volunteer opportunities for Susan G. Komen, not just for the walk, but for other areas as well. And then our care pillar, we have a fun care pillar matching game that those that will be able to go ahead and play along with that. You have to answer questions. It's all about understanding your healthcare, understanding the benefits that you have.
How should someone dress for the walk?
Oh, that's always fun. So for the walk, we strongly recommend that you come in comfortable clothing to begin with, and you know, make sure that you've got your tennis shoes on and also layer up. However, please rock your pink. Everybody that comes to the walk has a different flair. There's a lot of tutus, a lot of pink wigs, a lot of team t-shirts, a lot of boas. I mean, come out and, you know, just rock it, because this is the place where you're going to be able to have a great time and flash that tutu. I have my tutu. I will be wearing my tutu. It has pink ribbons, and also it's black, and it has a lot of flair to it. So I'm super excited to be rocking that wig on walk day.
I always think it's so much fun when the K-Frog family gets involved with events like this. One of our favorite line dance instructors and DJs, Marie Kelly, is going to be participating.
Yes.
Daryl's photo booth is going to be there.
Yes.
And then there's the cars.
There is hot rods and muscle cars that will be leading us in the walk. And then the hot rods and the muscle cars will be able to stay and display their vehicles if they would like to. But it's always fun. They kick it off. Last year we had, I think, 10 cars that led us, and then we're expecting to have many more. That we have all of the cheer squads that are usually typically right behind them. We have a lot of local high school cheer squads. If you are a high school out there and listening to me today and want to participate in our walk, please go ahead and outreach to me. I'm going to give you my email, jeaton, J-E-A-T-O-N at Komen, K-O-M-E-N.org. I can't believe I almost forgot that. But please outreach to us. Go to our website. Go ahead and you can see it says volunteer opportunities. Click on that. And you can actually click on to be a cheer squad or message me. We would love to have you there. We're also looking for high school bands to participate. We have our whole route, which is 2 miles long, and we would love to have entertainment on the route. We are also looking for face painters, if anybody's interested. We love to have face painters on the route. We like to have lots of fun at this walk. Oh, one of the other things that we have is we have an area, it's called Activity Zone, and they are going to be braiding hair. So there's going to be a lot of fun here. We have fitness sponsor, who's the Camp Transformation Center. I have a feeling there's going to be some fitness competitions going on. We would love to do a mascot competition. So again, if you are a business and you have a company that would like to come out and demonstrate with your mascot, that would be great. High school mascot, strongly encouraged. Let us know. You just need to let us know if you're going to be coming so that we can be prepared. So you can find me, jeaton at komen.org. That's my email. go ahead and reach out to me.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm speaking with Jill Eaton, Executive Director of Inland Empire Susan G. Komen, and Jennifer Lozano, Director of Development for Inland Empire Susan G. Komen. What are your goals for the walk this year?
Our goals this year is to have more than 4,000 people in attendance and to raise more than $215,000. And that $215,000 is critical to help those facing breast cancer right here and all across the United States. So right here in our community, we need those vital funds to help with our patient care center, which also provides financial assistance to those that are in treatment that are of low income. And we want to make sure that no one's ever turned away from that particular program. And we're on target as an organization to spend over $9 million on financial assistance all across the United States. So dollars raised here are critical. Komen has invested over $1 billion in research. And with that investment, we have been at the forefront of the latest 19 drugs that were on the market today for women and men that have breast cancer. So if somebody you know has breast cancer and is on a treatment regimen, more than likely it was touched by Susan G. Komen in some way.
You mentioned that breast cancer is not only something that affects women, but it can also affect men too. What would you say to someone who is facing a breast cancer diagnosis or knows someone who needs help?
Well, one of the first places I would tell them to go is to look for resources through Komen. So visit Komen.org, KOMEN.org. And we have a whole lot of resources available for anybody that has just been newly diagnosed. Typically, when somebody hears the word that they have breast cancer, that's the only thing that they heard after by sitting in the doctor's office, right? I mean, that's scary. Mm. And so you're sitting there and the doctor has told you probably 10 other things. And so you leave there and you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't remember everything that they told me. So what we offer is we have on our website questions to ask your doctor if you're newly diagnosed. So you can find that out. A glossary of terms of what to expect. All sorts of resources on Komen.org. And then also we have our helpline. And Jennifer, by any chance, do you see what the helpline number is so we can give that to everybody?
It's 1-877-GO-KOMEN.
And anybody can call that. You don't have to be someone that is diagnosed with breast cancer. It could be a loved one that makes that phone call. It could be a friend. Oftentimes, you've been diagnosed. You're scared. You don't know what to do. And so a friend or a family member will go ahead and make the call. So oftentimes, you know, we are receiving calls from other people besides a breast cancer patient is a family member. We are the only breast cancer helpline in the United States dedicated only to breast cancer. Our helpline is managed by patient care navigators, actually an oncology navigator that can help them go ahead and navigate whatever they need and get them to the services that they need.
How can people sign up for the More Than Pink Walk?
People can register for the Susan G. Komen Inland Empire More Than Pink Walk by visiting our website at komen.org/IE walk. And you can learn all about the walk by visiting our website. It gives you all of the information on what's going to be taking place, including our opening ceremony where you will be the MC, which we're super excited about. And again, during that opening ceremony, we'll be recognizing those facing breast cancer with our Pathway of Hope. So it's going to be a great day recognizing all those facing breast cancer.
And what is Share for Cures?
Shares for Cures is a research registry focused on finding a cure for breast cancer. It's a chance for you to be a part of something extraordinary and to empower the fight against cancer. It is not what's going on here in our local community, but what's going on across the nation, and provides possible answers that other researchers might have in a totally different state.
And breast cancer patients that are attending our walk can learn more about Share for Cures at the Hope Village area. They can actually take the information and then they can go ahead and sign up to be a part of that. And they'll be mailed a kit and then information will be sent to them directly. And we're hoping to have a lot of people join us at the walk that will want to be a part of it.
Of course, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. How can the community and businesses offer support?
Well, we love to partner with different organizations and businesses in our community. One way of doing that is reaching out to us, and we have information that they can share with their customers, just information so that people understand what resources are available. They can go ahead and contact us. Go ahead and email me at jeaton@komen.org. They can host a fundraising event at their businesses. We've partnered with several businesses here locally in the community. Toyota of Redlands is going to be hosting an event on October 3rd in recognition of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's called Give Cancer the Boot. And so a portion of proceeds from vehicle sales will be coming back to Susan G. Komen. We also have Fletcher Jones, Ontario Mercedes, that's going to be doing the same thing throughout the month of October. If you buy a vehicle from them, a portion of those proceeds will be coming back to Susan G. Komen. So we have that. There's a lot of restaurants that are taking the time to dedicate a specialty item or a portion of the proceeds during the month of October. And so that's one way of partnering with us. And then we have some first responders, the Laverne Firefighters Association out there. They're doing t-shirt sales, which is going to be awesome and a lot of fun. So visit the station during the month of October and you can purchase one of their awesome t-shirts, men and women's sizes, long sleeve and short sleeve. They've got amazing t-shirts and the proceeds come to Susan G. Komen. So it's a wide variety of different things. Oh, and we also have, there's going to be some pickleball tournaments that will be coming up. And so that'll be a lot of fun as well.
I've been speaking with Jill Eaton, Executive Director of Inland Empire Susan G. Komen, and Jennifer Lozano, Director of Development for Inland Empire Susan G. Komen. Anything else you think we should know?
Come have fun. Be a part of the community. It's just a wave of pink that never seems to end, and everybody's out there supporting each other, and it's a great way just to get involved if you've never done a walk. And we're always looking for volunteers. I need volunteers. You can contact Jill and email her and get involved and we'll find a job for you. We have plenty of space.
The Komen Inland Empire More Than Pink Walk takes place Sunday, October 13th at Town Square Park in Murrieta. We are so thrilled that K-Frog was asked to be part of this event. We are really looking forward to it, and we hope this is a fantastic event.
Well, we're so grateful for our partnership with K-Frog. We're excited to have you be out there. We know that all of the listeners will enjoy that, but also everybody that's going to be attending the walk will have a great time with you.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.